And a very good morning to Martin Babican, meteorologist and lecturer. Martin, good morning.
Good morning to you, Shane.
Thanks for your time again today.
Thank you very much.
Well, this weather keeps on changing its mind, as you like.
It is changing in such a way that at one stage we were looking at all the neutral conditions, sea surface temperatures, lower ocean temperatures, and all the variabilities of the oceans, telling us we are in the neutral and nothing's changing. Suddenly, now, there's a change in the weather in such a way that six models are just saying, okay, the conditions are changing in the tropics. These six models are showing that this El Nino threshold may reach in July 2017. Now, it's July 2017. We are now getting in March, and another 4 months is going to be El Nino. That's what the forecast is. But at the same time, I'm saying the caution must be taken this year. Any model forecast accuracy during the autumn months are compared with other times are very low. So the accuracy of the model forecasting in autumn is not very high. So let's hope that we're going to keep track on this. We're going to see what's going to happen in the future. Now let's see at weather conditions for our forecast. Looking at there's a low pressure off the coast producing very strong winds, very high tide, extreme conditions on the ocean area. And this low is moving east-northeast. And then most of the showers activities between coastal and ranges because of this low. And then wind will moderate gradually to southeasterly during today and Wednesday as the low moves to the northeast. And then there's similar conditions in the Hunter Valley, different. And Hunter Valley is only high pressure ridge is maintaining that area. It's affecting weather with that region, but nothing much happening really. There's a trough lies over the far west. So the weather conditions over Hunter are quite different than what's on the coastal fringe, Taree and Gloucester area, that we see the difference. Now, I'm looking at weather forecast for Gloucester, looking at Tuesday the 7th, light showers, maximum temperature 24, relative humidity 58%, and 2.3 millimeters showers possibility. Soil moisture 23%, soil temperature 19 degrees. On Wednesday, again, light showers, maximum temperature 23, 2.5 millimeters showers. On Thursday, light showers, maximum 24, 1.5 millimeters. On Friday, few cloud, humidity 40%, soil moisture 21%, soil temperature 19 degrees. On Saturday, few cloud, maximum rising to 29 degrees, humidity 25%. On Sunday, the 12th, I'm expecting some thunderstorms activity with 9 to 10 millimeters showers with thunderstorms activity, depends which part of the area is going to hit. On Monday, it will turn to rain with maximum temperature 29 and about 10 to 15 millimeters of rain. For the week, the soil moisture has increased to 26%. Soil temperature 20 degrees. Looking at week two from 14th of March till say about 20th, Tuesday, scattered thunderstorms, the 14th of March, maximum temperature 30 degrees, 7 millimeters of rain. On Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, 32 degrees maximum temperature, and there's 10 millimeters of rain expected. On Thursday, light showers, 5 millimeters of rain. Maximum temperature still stays 32. On Friday, rain, maximum temperature 32, 7 millimeters. On Saturday, rain, maximum temperature 30, and then there's about 13 millimeters possible. On Sunday, the 19th, I'm expecting some moderate rain. At this stage, I can't see the amount, but it's going to be anything above 10 to 15 millimeters possible. We're in with maximum temperature 29. Soil moisture 24%, soil temperature 23 degrees. So if I look at that perspective, the amount of rain we're going to get on second week is a lot higher than first week. Come back to Hunter Valley. On Tuesday, light showers, maximum 24. 2 millimeters of rain, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 19 degrees. On Wednesday, light showers, 2.5 millimeters. On Thursday, light showers, maximum 25, 1.5 millimeters showers. On Friday, few clouds, maximum 27, and humidity 41%. On Saturday, sunny, maximum 29 degrees. On Sunday, there's going to be scattered thunderstorms at the Hunter again, the same thing like Gloucester. Maximum temperature 30, expected 9 millimeters of showers passing through. Relative humidity 31%, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 21 degrees. On Monday, rain. Maximum temperature 29, and then 16 millimeters of rain possible. I'm looking at adding up the rain. If there's, that rain accuracy becomes okay, I'd say between 20 to 30 millimeters of rain for week one. Week two, scattered thunderstorms on the 14th of March, maximum temperature 29, 7 millimeters, humidity rising 77%. On Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms, maximum 32, 10 millimeters. On Thursday, rain, 5 millimeters. On Friday, rain, maximum 32, 7 millimeters. On Saturday, the 18th, is going to be rain, maximum 30, 12 millimeters. On Sunday, rain, maximum 30, and then 77% humidity, 20 millimeters of rain, soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 23 degrees. Total add between 50 to 60 millimeters, if that rain is accurate. There's going to be a lot of rain for week two, possibility. Then add it up to the forecast. The forecast says dry weather in the Hunter region, all the things that doesn't come to the reality. Whatever it is, seems that the weather is changing so rapidly. So that's how weather conditions are. I reckon people in the Hunter region, they're going to enjoy this rain.
Sounds fantastic. Thanks so much again, Martin, for this excellent weather analysis. And for more information, of course, go to our website. Go to bucketsradio.com.au/weather.